to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. My guest today, Wanda Piety. The website, Wanda, is?
It's www.saveamericafund.org. Saveamericafund.org.
If somebody would like to email you, how do they get a hold of you?
They email me on the website under the Contact Us button, and the email address is freedom@saveamericafund.org.
All right.
freedom@saveamericafund.org.
And the website itself, saveamericafund.org. Let's go back to the phones. Paul in Delaware.
Hi, Wanda. And,
hi,
John.
How are you?
Hi.
Yeah, I hope that people start doing something, because I wanted to get Wanda's take on some other things. I've been hearing on BBC that they're using these Mexicans also over in Iraq, and they're taking trucking jobs over there, too.
It wouldn't surprise me. You heard that on the BBC?
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't hear it here in America with the controlled news.
Yeah, and regarding George, he was telling me that he's having a hard time getting through the people when he went into the police station and they wanted to escort him out. That is very terrible in this country that we call free, and this is what we're exporting around the world. And, you know, we've got a lot of problems dealing with illegal immigrants, and I just want to say something, because when you listen to a show like this, a lot of illegals, you know, they might get the misconception that, you know, you hate Mexicans or whatever, but, you know, the only problem I have with foreigners coming here, because, you know, my families are foreigners too, but what I hate is...
Hold on a second, Paul. Unless you're an Indian, you or your parents or their parents or their parents came from someplace else. And you're exactly right. This is not hate speech. This is not derogatory to the Mexican people. They're, by and large, they're a great group of people. I feel for them that seven crime families run their country down there. I know that they have their problems. We have our problems here, too. Mike Herzog, that comes on this network right before me, his wife is having one heck of a time. She immigrated in here from Ireland. They're trying their best to boot her out. She has two teenage children, and this is insanity. You know, the news media keeps telling us we only have about 11-12 million illegals here in this country. What's the big deal? No, it's a big deal, because it's somewhere between 30, it's probably closer to 35 million to maybe 40 million illegals in this country right now. And what they're using for excuses, oh, they're doing jobs the Americans don't want to do, horse pucky. That is a lie.
I would also like to point out that, you know, I don't know if you've had a chance to see it yet. There's this great documentary called Wetback, and you might find it on the net. Or I got it at my webpage, but I can tell you that they're actually feeding the ones that aren't getting jobs to come here. They're actually feeding them, like they're coming all the way from Guatemala and all these other deep places down in the jungle. They actually have these rest stops where they actually fill their bellies to make sure they make it into America.
I understand. I mean, it's absolutely insane. It is absolutely insane. We understand what the North American Union is. We understand why 85% of the manufacturing jobs have left the country. We understand that this president, along with corporate America, wants the cheaper labor in here. And we know all of this. The problem is that the majority of the American people do not know what is behind this. They're listening to their local or national talking head spew a bunch of nonsensical garbage without getting to the core issue. This is about the North American Union. This is about dissolving our borders. It is with it's the balkanization of America. Paul, thanks for your call. Everybody hang on. We're going to roll your calls right after this. I want to hear what you're doing out there. Are you participating? Are you making the flyers? What are your plans? Let's hear from you. 800-313-9443.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
May 3rd, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to keep repeating this because this is just days away also. May 3rd on MSNBC, there's going to be a 9-member GOP debate. Ron Paul is to be included in this deal. 9 GOP White House hopefuls will participate in a May 3rd debate at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, an event hosted by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation in conjunction with MSNBC and the Politico. Accepting former First Lady Nancy Reagan's invitation are Senator Sam Brownback out of Kansas, former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, well, excuse me, he wears dresses, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, Representative Duncan Hunter out of California, Senator John McCain, Arizona, Representative Ron Paul from Texas, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, and former Wisconsin Governor Tommy G. Thompson. This is going to take place again on May 3rd, and ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be a barn burner. And you people out there, when was the last time you saw a presidential hopeful like Ron Paul? Check his voting record. He's not a phony. He's not a lawyer. In fact, he's a medical doctor. And he has been the most solid person year after year in Washington, D.C. We could only hope that we have a president like Ron Paul in the 2008 elections. Back to the telephones here. Alan in Utah You're on with Wanda Piety. Go ahead.
Hi, John and Wanda. Appreciate what you're doing. Concerning your previous program, Wanda, you were on, and you were talking about the news media not being responsive.
Yes.
May I make a suggestion? I've been in this battle for about 40 years, and I found that the news media are not going to give us coverage, and yet we have thousands upon thousands of our good patriots who have cameras. And we need to encourage them to take videos of this event for the next 3 days of next week. And there are private organizations, small colleges, and small news media that are willing to cover this. Let me give an example. When Professor Jones first gave his presentation at the UVSC in Utah about a year ago, the best video of that was done by a private individual. The state did not show up. The local news stations didn't show up and do a thorough coverage of that. We have to do that ourselves. And
yeah,
I think
what, that's a great idea. Excellent, excellent idea.
Now, I would suggest that, you know, that we talk this up. John, if you think it's a good idea, talk it up the rest of the day. Let's talk it up tomorrow. Let's have Frosty talk about it tonight. Let's have Jack McLam talk about it on Sunday and encourage people to take these videos. And maybe we could have a central location, and you could pick from the best of these and have our own documentary that we can show.
Well,
because
and,
the news media is not going to do it.
And don't forget that there are things out there like YouTube that you can post videos on other websites as well. Let's not forget that.
Exactly.
Thank you,
exactly.
Alan. Appreciate your call. Good suggestion. Carol in Pennsylvania. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, what? I forget the lady's name, but oh, God
Wanda,
bless you.
Wanda Piety.
God bless you, Wanda. You know,
thank you.
Just one quick thing about the shooting there. They said it was the worst shooting on this soil. Well, that's a lie. What about Wounded Knee?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
In the Civil War. But anyway, I had contacted my local newspaper, and I contacted a television station out of Erie a couple weeks ago. Neither one of them would put anything on the air or in print. And obviously they have where they could tell my phone number, and they called me last week and said, do you like today's paper? I said, what today's paper? I said, I don't read that trash. And anyway, I've been doing my best, but I need to find where to get that banner.
You know,
I've been to your webpage, but I don't see it.
You mean the flyers?
The flyer, yeah.
Yeah, the flyers are on under the news button, and if you scroll down, you know, I've got the things to do list.
Uh-huh.
You know, for all the truckers for the day of the rally, right below that are the flyers.
Uh-huh.
And if you give me an email address, or if you email me on that site, I'll send you a printable link to flyers so that you can just print them up. You know, just send me an email and I'll send you back the flyers.
Or you can go and if your site's busy, as it's gotten busy before, Wanda, as a backup for that, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org. Right at the top, it tells you about the truck out rally. You click that on, and it'll take you right to the two flyers.
Okay, that's where I found it before, and I didn't. Okay.
All right.
Last week, my friend and I live about 100 miles north of Pittsburgh, and we went down Interstate 79, and already the truckers are crawling. They're not moving at all. They're not getting tickets. They're not even passing cars.
Really?
So something you can see something's in the wind.
Wow,
you know?
This is exciting to
well,
hear.
Well, I'm just hoping my state comes through and does a good job because we, you know, the young people today don't know what it's like to go hungry. And I can't say unfortunately. Actually, fortunately for me, when I was young, I did, you know. And now, I mean, I know how to take care of myself, and I'm, can I say, damn sick. The ejection seat Christian saying, God's going to take care of me. I said, if God's going to, you know, he's not going to put food on your table if you don't work for it.
That's right. He's got a big enough charge. He's going to take care of your mortal soul after you pass from this little dirt ball in the sky.
Well, John, they're going to be ejected out of here just like the 60 million that our government helped Stalin murder, you know.
By the way, you're 100 miles north of Pittsburgh. Don't be selfish. That's my home state. I was born 35 miles east of Pittsburgh.
Where was that?
Greensburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my girlfriend's sister lives there. I've been there many times.
Guess what? You know, if you're in Pennsylvania, Harrisburg is having a huge rally.
Well, I hope so.
Huge rally. No, there's no hope about it. They're expecting 1,250 people in there.
Because I have a crooked lawyer that's on State Street right by the Capitol, and I hope they sew him in and he can't get out for a month.
Carol, thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Heard a lot of good ideas. I like people out taking videos. I like the idea of a call-in three-day blue flu, and then get in your four-wheeler and mingle in with them big trucks and maybe pop the hood and pull your battery cable off, maybe change your tire in the middle of the freeway.
I like the way you think.
You know, and
you know what, Gary? It's not going to be, it's not going to, we're not setting up something that's going to involve a lot of accidents because everything is going to be slowed down. So there's going to be plenty of reaction time.
Time to change the tire.
There you go. There's going to be plenty of time.
They'll drive around you if they get pushed. But as far as the trucker tire sabotage thing, if he's an independent, those things cost a ton of money.
Yeah.
If he's a company driver, I'm sure he don't give a damn about the company having to buy a new tire. But, man, don't people take it upon themselves to decide which truck they're going to stop?
Well, Gary, hey, like I said before, like I've been telling these truckers, and I've been talking to a whole lot of them, I told them, I said, you know what happened to the housing industry? You know what happened to skilled labor jobs in this country? I said, do you think these companies you're driving for right now aren't going to replace you next week or next month if they can get somebody to do the job that you're doing for a lower wage and less benefit? They'll replace you in a New York second.
Yeah, I've got my little contribution. The 25th is the fourth Wednesday of the month. Social Security check comes in. That's the day I normally go to town to do my shopping for the whole month until the next check comes. I think I'm going to put that off about a week. And I got plenty of food here.
Good for you.
There's nothing else I can do. I don't have a car, can't drive, so. Anyway, there's a lot of good ideas been floating around on this program today, and I liked every one of them. But
why don't you go into town next Wednesday and help participate? But leave a few hours earlier. I have a funny feeling traffic isn't going to be moving all that quickly that day.
I don't have a car, and I can't drive.
Well, you know what? Just tell us where you're at, and let's put out a message for somebody to come and get you.
I guess I could put my mountain bike together and air the tires up on it.
Gary, thanks for your call. We got to move on here. A lot of callers. 800-313-9443. Let's go to California. Glenn in California. Hello, Glenn. No, he dropped. Okay. Mike in Arizona. Hello, Mike.
Yes, John, Wanda.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, great. Hey, kind of an offshoot. You know, John, when you started off your program, you read that statement or that press release from that police chief of police about the illegals, and he's not looking for violations and things like that.
Right.
Well, how about this scenario? Okay, you're stopped for speeding. The first thing they do, they check your license plate, and they run your license to see if you have any warrants. Then the officer walks up to the car and asks to see your license, your registration, and insurance, and to see if you have your seatbelt on. And then he asks you if you have any guns or drugs in the car. I'm a little confused here. It sounds like that's all they're looking for is that they're looking for violations and all those things. But for some reason, I guess they're not looking for violations.
No, they're not. And when they run across these illegals, they're told by their police chiefs, look, we don't have the jail space. We don't want to be hassled with this. And the attitude is, if the federal government's not that concerned about it, don't bollocks up your day here. Don't slow yourself down. We're out there on the streets preventing crime and running on calls. So, you know, we don't need to be ferry service for a bunch of illegals that the INS is not going to pick up anyhow. Or I'm sorry, ICE is not going to pick up. You know, and gradually they've been upping the numbers. They said initially, well, if you got 10 or 15 of them, you know, we'll swing by and pick them up. But, you know, now it's if you don't have 30 or 40 or 50 of them, you know, don't bother to call us. We're busy. In the meantime, they're still pouring over the borders. We have 30 to 40 million of them. You truckers out there, don't buy this. We got 10, 11 illegal alien, 10 million illegal aliens in this country because they don't build communications infrastructures and have Spanish-speaking radio for 10 million people. Trust me, it's 30 to 40 million. Thanks for your call, Mike. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
The Truckers Truck Out Rally. Here's the where, when, why, who, and what of it all. Where? On the beltway of our nation's capital and every state capital in the USA, and on every freeway, interstate, and road. When? April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, in conjunction with FAIRS, Hold Their Feet to the Fire Rally in Washington, D.C., from early morning until 5 p.m. each day. Why? To protest Bush's North American Union plans to destroy the sovereignty of the United States of America by dismantling our Constitution and allowing the foreign takeover of our beloved country. In less than 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, 17,000 Mexican trucks and truckers will be roaming free on U.S. roads. This will mean the loss of loads, income, and jobs for all American truckers. Who? Truckers and concerned Americans. And on the issue of what? Circle the wagons to have trucks and others protesting to a slow-rolling drive, bumper to bumper around each state capital, or to do a slow drive on the freeways, trucks and cars side by side, all lanes across, to block traffic from passing. But we're asking you, please drive with extreme caution. My fellow Americans, I ask not what you that you close your eyes to this dire situation, but remember those who gave their lives and are still giving their lives for our freedoms. Please join us in the Truckers Rally. Your support is desperately needed. Let Fuhrer Bush feel our fury. Back to the phones. Cliff in Colorado. Hello, Cliff.
John, Wanda.
Hi.
Hi.
I like that guy's idea with the cars, but I think it could go to school bus drivers, garbage collectors with garbage trucks, even police and firemen, ambulance service people, anybody in a utility workers in their utility trucks just happen to be stuck in these. I think it's a great idea.
I've heard from everybody, and I mean everybody, postal workers that are, you know, this one group, I think it was in Connecticut, that said that all the postal workers that had a day off were going to go to the rally.
It's exciting.
You know?
It's exciting. Yeah. Me and my friends made some bumper stickers that say go truckers April 23rd to 25th with two flags in the corners. They're about 6 by 12 inches white, and we stick them on our rear windows, made about 50 of them, gave them out to everybody we know. And when you go past a trucker, a lot of them honk. Probably a lot of them don't know what it's all about, and I'm sure they get on their CBs and ask, what's this April 23rd to 25th? So that's just a way to do it. And there's a copy or a Kinko's. Anybody on a Saturday, go down there to Kinko's, tell them you want Go Truckers April 23rd to 25th. It'll cost you 80 cents. Get a couple dozen of them and stick them on your cars.
There you go.
It's that simple.
Spread the word. It is that simple, Cliff. A lot of people have been complicating the First Amendment that we have not exercised to its full extent in this country. It's very easy. It's called getting involved. And, Cliff, I appreciate your idea. Thank you.
Thanks.
Same here.
All right. John in New York. Let's go to New York. Hello, John.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, okay. One of the ideas is when you go down to the copy center, you make sure you forget and leave a copy underneath the glass so the next person can come along and maybe they'll get wise to it and see what's going on. And then approach other copy people there and say, please help support our American effort to do this. Here's a copy of this. You can make your own copies. So you approach them while they're in the copy center, so maybe they'll do that too. The other thing is I'm trying to encourage my neighbors to call in sick on Thursday or Friday because all week, Monday through Wednesday, you'll have excuses for being late for work, so you might as well take advantage of that. Stick
good,
it to the man.
Good
you know?
Idea. Good idea.
And then call in, you know, especially dock workers. They should call in sick on Thursday, so when the loads finally show up on Thursday, there's nobody there to unload the damn thing. That extends it. And then the dock workers that will have to work on Sunday night to load the stuff up, if they call in sick on that day. So we're trying to prime the pump and stick it on the back end. Also,
yeah, and ultimately, by the way, John, ultimately, you know, what I'm trying to get at is the yuppie that's going to show up at his local grocery store for a Sara Lee cheesecake, and it ain't going to be in there on the shelves.
That's a good week for them to start a diet. Most Americans are overweight.
Right on.
The other thing is, I was thinking about calling all these taxi companies that have all these illegal drivers anyway and say, I need to be picked up on Main and 5 Street, and nobody will be there, you know, so they'll be running around looking for phantom pickups. And maybe even the same might be good for the Federal Express people that, you know, are part of the feds or the snooping team or something like that, because those guys in Brown and the postal workers probably are not going to stick with it, so we might as well have them show up to pick up phantom packages.
The one thing that I just thought of, Wanda, and has anybody talked about this or given consideration to emergency vehicles?
Actually, yes. If you go to the news page of the website, SaveAmericaFund.org, on there, there is a I tell the truckers and anybody that's participating, I say we must make sure to let all emergency vehicles, ambulances, police, and other security vehicles through the rally lines. These vehicles must not be blocked from doing what they need to do. Also, about 25 funerals happen every day at Arlington National Cemetery, and we must make sure to allow the funeral cars and those attending the funerals to get through the rally protest. I have asked that any cars attending funerals please put signs on their cars identifying them as participants in a funeral at the Arlington Cemetery. Please be especially mindful of any cars trying to get through the rally lines, as these may be families burying their sons and daughters from Iraq.
All right.
Now, of course, that totally has to do with, you know, Washington, D.C., but the first part of that is for actually every state in the nation. You know, we as truckers, our truckers are the best trained truck drivers in the world, and they are trained in every aspect of safety and, you know, security. So you know, we just want them to do what they always do, and that's just be mindful of everybody around them.
They used to be known as the Knights of the Road. John, hang on a second. We've got a break here. We'll be right back with Wanda Piety right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Wanda, I just spoke with Alex Jones, and he is out of town. He's doing what Alex does, and he does a lot. But he's having somebody sub for him tomorrow, and we're going to get you on his program tomorrow.
Oh, I'd love to come on. Thank you.
There's a lot of listeners to the Alex Jones program, so... Alex, thank you very much. I don't know if you can hear the sound of my voice. He's actually on the phone on the other side of this glass.
Aww.
John in New York, go ahead, sir, and finish up if you would, sir.
Yes, sir. I'll be quick. I think everybody that doesn't have a vehicle or anything like that should break out their old relatives' canes and walkers and start some jaywalking, too. That will slow things down.
By the way, John Moore, a talk show host on this network, he's on Sundays. He called in and said that... putting nails on a freeway or a highway is a felony.
Yes. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying everybody just, you know, get a hunch on their back and walk a little slow, and the pedestrians have the right of way. Slow things down a little bit like that. Everybody's got a flagpole. Put their flags upside down. call into the radio and TV stations and say that the particular road is blocked. Maybe it's not, but maybe they'll report that it is, and people won't even take that road.
Oh, can you know, that, John, you just gave me a thought here. Can you imagine that on local radio and television, they always do the traffic reports? Do you know how busy these guys are going to be next week?
Well, a lot of them have fake choppers, so I don't know.
Well, and also, too, for our truckers that are going to be slow rolling through the cities, we want them to put signs on the top of their trucks. Stop the NAU and, you know, save our nation, all these kinds of things, because we want these choppers just to not see trucks down there, but to see the signs.
I got one other thing, and I'll let you go. I want everybody to go out and overbuy and bulk buy their food before Sunday, so we can kind of even prime the pump for eat them out of house and home right now.
All right. Hey, John, thanks for your call. Bye. Appreciate it. Yeah, I can just hear it now, and this is your traffic report. The city is in a stalemate. Vandy in Illinois. Hello, Vandy. I'm sorry? Okay, Andrew, he's calling from a payphone. Let me get him off this payphone.
Hey,
Drew.
Hey, man, I heard you a few minutes ago you made a comment about the illegal workers in the city there in Round Rock.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, you got to look at who the mayor is out there. Now, Maxwell, huge supporter of the toll roads out there.
Mm-hmm.
Maxwell, you know, auto dealerships around town. I happen to work for one of them, and they just a couple months ago fired a whole bunch of people, and then they brought in a subcontractor, and all that's in there now is a bunch of illegal aliens.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So all you folks here in Central Texas, there are other Dodge dealers than Maxwell Dodge or Maxwell anything.
Nissan.
Yep. Go buy your car from somebody else.
And when I talked to Human Resources about it, you know, I brought it up as a health and a safety issue because you know they don't speak English, don't know how to use the chemicals you're using, and they, you know, I was threatened that I was on thin ice to be fired, and you know, it's just ridiculous. You know, it's them one day, you know, support the truckers, because if you don't support the truckers, the tomorrow it's going to be you.
Yeah, but Drew, I mean, don't you believe the talking heads on the mainstream media by telling you they're just going to do jobs that Americans don't want to do? You don't want to do your job anymore, do you?
Oh, I do my job. I'll do any job. You know, as any American would, they'll do whatever job there is to do. You know, that's just a bunch of bull. But,
I want to put this out there to you guys because, you know, if in fact you are threatened, you know, that's a lawsuit that's just waiting to happen. And if you can get your company, all the rest of the people in your company together and form a class action lawsuit against the company for threatening your job simply because you're trying to protect your job, you know, that's against them hiring illegals because they're already breaking the law by doing that. They're breaking our federal laws, and they've essentially committed felonies. They don't have a leg to stand on in a courtroom.
That's what I brought up to them, and I got written up for complaining about it.
You know what? Go get a lawyer.
There's a lawyer out there, Angel Reyes. He's the one that sued the Swift Meatpacking Company on behalf of the 8,000 workers that got fired and replaced by illegals. And I've been trying to get people together, but you know how hard it is. Nobody cares about anything nowadays. Everybody's brain dead, and they do not care.
There's a lot of Drew, and what's going on out there is I don't think it's a lot of people that don't care. It's a lot of people that don't know what's going on, and we're not doing a good enough job of telling them exactly what's going on.
Yeah, and they're just watching too much of the mainstream media. The best thing people can do is turn off the cable, quit watching the TV. Start drinking pure water. Vigorously exercise your Second Amendment rights every day.
Absolutely.
Did you mean your first? Because the Second Amendment is when we can no longer use the first.
Well, you know, I'm exercising both of them right now.
All right.
I just went and got 20, 30 round clips before they quit selling them.
All right, Drew. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate your call. All Vandy, right. Let's go to Vandy in Illinois. Hello, Vandy.
Hey, John, Wanda.
Hi.
Hi.
Old saying, what did that boy say in the movie? We got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
That's right.
Wanda, how can I get some of those flyers of yours? Because it seems to me I got a bunch of network printers here that need a stress test tonight, and there's a trucker stop right down the road from here.
Well, you know what? Log on to SaveAmericaFund.org and you can either email me or you can email the Republic Broadcasting Network. I think that John just gave out the address, but I'll mail you a I'll mail you the flyers, and you can just start printing them out.
I don't know if we got time for the mail. But
no,
I meant
email them out.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'll email them to you. When I said mail, that's what I mean.
And that's www.saveamericafund.org or email her at freedom@saveamericafund.org. Or if by chance, and there is a possibility because a lot of people have been hitting that website, if in fact it does crash, don't panic. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Look at the top of the page. There is a banner up there for the Truckers Truck Out Rally. You click that on. It'll take you to both of the flyers.
I'm on it. You boys have a good one.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Vandy.
Thank you.
Boy, are you feeling something here, Wanda?
Boy, I'll say I am. It sets me on fire. I mean, it's just the best feeling ever to see your country unite like this, because it's been such a long time. And, I mean, our country is hungry for this. When you see polls showing as high as 90% of the American population that is upset about this and wants this to either stop or change, you know that if you put out the right message, you can reach these people and bring them on board to help. And that's what we're doing. I think that what we're going to see on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is absolutely going to freak people out.
That's its intended mission.
That's right.
Vandy, thanks for your call. Let's go to Bill in Texas. Hello, Bill.
Wanda, do you have a Surface mailing address?
Yes, I do, but you know what? I don't give it out over the phone.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you email her at freedom@saveamericafund.org. Do you have access to a computer, sir?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead and email her, and she can email you back.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, Todd in Kansas. Hello, Todd. Did he drop? Is Todd there?
There we go.
There you are.
Hey, John. Hey, Wendy.
Hi.
Hey, my wife and I, we run a small truck shop that's been doing hazmat work for years, you know, and we're going to shut that down for the 3 days. You don't be needing to do that. And, you know, John, as well as I do, this is a war. And you got targets in a war. I've been thinking about this, and I know it can be done. One trucker, he can slow up a whole convoy of UPS vehicles. And
that's right.
Boy, if they've got their schedule thrown off early Monday morning, Tuesday morning, I guarantee you're going to have businesses all over wondering what the heck is going on, and they'll be finding out.
Hey, if I don't get my mail Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, the only thing you're going to see on my face, or any packages from UPS or FedEx, the only thing you're going to see on my face is a big smile.
You betcha. And I don't need a thing. And I guarantee you, anybody, you know, if they want to be recognized, you might want to put those American flags upside down, and that'll keep it real.
All right.
Right on.
Okay.
Appreciate your participation,
thanks,
sir. Deborah in Louisiana. Wanda, before I go to Deborah, you said that you wanted to speak to people in Louisiana, was it not?
Yes. We have a photojournalist in Louisiana that is looking for a ride. He was one of the guys that worked with Spike Lee on Requiem down there, you know, Requiem of Katrina.
Yeah, I saw that piece on HBO, by the way.
Yeah, so did I. It was fabulous. But he was one of the photographers that did all the photo documentation, and he kept a journal on it. And he wants to find a trucker in Louisiana that he can ride along with and document, you know, the 3 days of the rally journey with a trucker that can help him understand what the plight of the trucker really is and the reality of what's going on here in America.
All right, so you folks down in Louisiana, if you're a trucker down there, hey, congratulations. You may be part of the a new documentary. You can email Wanda at freedom@saveamericafund.org. All right, so we need some participation. We need some emails coming out of Louisiana here. Yeah, who knows? You might be a movie star over this deal. Let's go to Louisiana. Deborah in Louisiana. Hello, Deborah.
Hi. Hi, Wanda.
Hi. How are you?
Doing good. I wish I had a trucker, knew someone who did, because, boy, I would jump on that right away to get that done. We need the cameras pardon me, on everything in Louisiana, not just the trucks, and especially the politicians, you know, the local politicians in the city of New Orleans.
Yes.
And the state politicians. We need cameras on them big time. Speaking about what you were saying about these, you know, illegals coming in and the jobs that they're doing, listen, I spoke to my my youngest son night before last. He runs a big company here, an electrical company, and he was telling me, Mom, you can't imagine the calls that we're getting to come in to rewire homes because the illegal Mexicans were allowed to come in, you know, before people could even come back to their homes, okay, to check on their homes to see if, you know, what needed to be done, what damage, you know, and to assess their homes after Katrina. But they were allowing busloads of illegal Mexicans to come in. And these illegal Mexicans are here working like you can't imagine. And, you know, doing roofing and plumbing and electrical work. And he was telling me how these people are so upset because, you know, they hired these illegals or companies who pay these illegals to do this work. And now they're having to, you know, hire these local companies to come back in and redo the work because it was so botched up.
I absolutely believe every word you said, I know it to be true.
I'm so angry about all this, you can't imagine. I'm a young grandmother of, you know, one who is 6 years old now, and I just found out from the youngest son night before last that he and his wife are going to have a baby. And I think this is what I'm thinking about, you know, these two babies.
Yeah.
And
I have a daughter too about this.
You know, is this the kind of world that we're going to, you know, bring these babies into? As far as I can tell you, I'm saying not no, but hell no. Hell no.
That's right.
Hell no.
You know, Wanda, you said before that you mentioned the 90% figure. And
yes.
And I remember back in 1992 when NAFTA passed, the phone calls, the faxes, the emails going into Washington, D.C., 90% of the American people were against NAFTA. And that was the start of the North American Union here in this country.
Right.
The people spoke. They told them, look, we don't want this deal. We think it's a bad deal. The politicians got up there, lied to us in our faces, and said that no, this is going to help the Mexican economy. It's going to provide jobs here in America. What a lie. What a blatant in-your-face lie.
That's one of the biggest lies. I mean, there's been so many huge lies. It's hard to like tally them all, but that was one of the biggest lies that we've ever been told.
And then, of course,
it has all but crippled this country. It's all but destroyed our nation.
You know, and I don't know what these truckers are hauling around anymore. I mean, 85% of the manufacturing jobs are gone. They are gone. The steel, the people who used to haul steel in this country, the steel haulers. When was the last time you were rolling down the highway and saw a steel hauler?
Never. I can't remember the last time that I did.
Well, that's because we're getting all our steel now from our neighbors across the seas, and all of our industry, steel industry in this country is all but dead. It is the implications.
It is.
Wanda, the implications. When people sit down, take a few minutes and cognitively and logically think this thing out, it's abhorrent. It is so treacherous. The shining example of freedom and liberty and an opportunity anywhere on this planet in recorded history, in the short span of 230 years, we're sitting here in it right now, the good old U.S. of A. But we're seeing the destruction of it at light speed. And we can take this country back. I don't care. I don't care what the politicians say in Washington, D.C. I don't care what sellouts we have in our state capitals. We, the people, this is our country. These people have been elected to represent our interests. They have not been doing it. It is time now for us to take our country back. It belongs to us. It belongs to me and you out there, not to these greedy politicians, not to the corporate taskmasters that tell the politicians what to do anymore. It's our country. It is our country.
Absolutely. If you think about it, we hired them to do a job for us. What employer tells their boss that they're not going to do what they tell them to do and not get fired? We have every constitutional right to absolutely fire each and every one of our elected officials.
Yes,
we have that right. It's been given to us through the Constitution, through the Declaration of Independence, and none of those rights have been taken away from us, but we are just not exercising those rights.
That's right.
And the only power that anybody has over anyone in this nation is the power that we allow them to have over us. And up till now, we have been allowing this to happen in our country, and each and every one of us is guilty of that. You know, I was guilty of it until I decided to do something. And I have to tell you, everybody out there listening, that one person can make a difference. I started this on my own with another person, Frosty Woolridge, who lives 1,500 miles away. And between the two of us, we have essentially united a nation to one common cause.
Deborah, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple more calls after this break. The website, again, ladies and gentlemen, is SaveAmericaFund.org. Her email address, freedom@SaveAmericaFund.org. We'll take this break. We'll be right back to close out this edition of the National Intel Report.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
You're
tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're running out of time here. Folks, whether you've heard from anyone in your state or not, go to your state capitol anyhow and slow roll around the capitol. If you cannot get there because it's too far, then get some of your friends together and slow roll the freeways in the city you live in.
Hey John, I've got to read you something. I just got an email in from this guy named Chris Smith of Thunderstorm Ranch in Benton County, Tennessee, and he said he's employed with the Great American Lines of Murrysville, Pennsylvania, but his home terminal is in Birmingham, Alabama. And he said, I am one of many truckers out here that just found out all about this, and me and my friends are a little upset that we were almost not invited to this rally that you all have set up for us. And he said, but nevertheless, we are getting up to speed and moving our part right along.
Great.
And he said that I've told, as for myself, I've told about 100 truckers out here, and it is moving along nicely.
Very good. Thank God. Start at one end of your city, by the way, and slow roll your way through the entire city on down the freeway. Hopeful some of the news crews will be out to see what the heck's going on and report on it. Make sure you have American flags flying and banners or posters on your trucks and other vehicles to let the other motorists know why you are protesting. Put something on the roofs of your vehicles so the news choppers will know as well. Betty in Arkansas, we're running out of time here. Hello, Betty.
Okay, I'll make it quick, John. I just want to tell you, MSNBC was running in the background while I was listening to you. This was a couple hours ago, or earlier, I was listening to the Republic station. And I looked up at the screen, and I have that thing where, you know, it has the captions on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, 78% of the American people are, this is a Gallup poll now, 78% of the American people are sympathetic with the immigration population and want to do something to ratify the problem. This is why they had Gonzalez.
It's a lie.
I couldn't believe that they said that. I sat straight
that is,
up.
That is a flat-out lie.
I know it is.
It's a straight-up lie.
Yeah.
I know it is, guys. Well, I know you're out of time, but God bless you. And I'm in my 60s, and I'm listening, and I'm talking to people, and I'll do something. I'll write in Walmart's bathrooms. I don't know.
Do what you can,
you.
Betty.
I will.
Thank you, dear. Appreciate it. Last caller here, Mary Ann in Arkansas. A lot of calls from Arkansas today. Hello, Marianne.
Hey, and we need to get Arkansas on the map and running. John,
hey, Marianne.
Hey, Wanda. John, what I'm doing, I'm having to do by phone, but I've been able to get Wanda in touch with Drew Raines and Little Rock, and they did an outstanding program yesterday. And I'm in the process of getting her introduced to a wonderful couple there in Fort Smith, Joe and Barb McCutcheon. John, we've got a Mexican consulate that's opening in Little Rock, simultaneous with all of this that's going on with the truckers, and then President Fox is going to be there, and then in Harding College in Searcy, Arkansas. We've got to get Arkansas on the map. So, and you've got a great guy that comes on Sunday evenings, Restoring the Republic, Richard Reeves at 6 on Sunday. I'm going to email and ask if he can reserve Wanda a little space if she's got a time slot there. Maybe we can take the best of the best ideas that's been presented and do a little recap that Sunday evening heading into Monday morning so everybody can be on board.
Well, and also, Wanda, I mean, you're probably going to be pretty busy Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but I am going to let all the talk show hosts know that if you just want to do an impromptu drop-in any time during the day, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, to give an update, a short update, and a report of what's going on, I don't care where you're at, what you're doing, we'll make a few minutes available so we can continue to do updates on this.
I'd love to do that.
Thanks for what y'all are doing.
All right. Thank you, Marianne.
And
thank you, Wanda Piety. Just goes to show you out there, ladies and gentlemen. She started this by herself, and it's sweeping across the nation.
And, John, I just want to thank you, too, for all your hard work and how hard you've been promoting this. You're awesome.
Well, I'm just like you. I'm in a country, and I want it back, Wanda, and I want my fellow Americans to be I want them to be educated. I want them to be active. And we need to take this country back, and we will.
Yes, we will.
All right. Thank you, Wanda.
Thank you, too. God bless you.
All right. Folks, that'll do it for us today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Get busy. Make flyers. Visit the sites. We'll see you.
It's true.